want to talk about here something that we've had regularly on many segments with those who've served in the military, and we've talked about the effect of post-traumatic stress disorder. We've had on the woman from Northwest Battle Dogs, who they give out free animals to those who are veterans who are suffering from this, and they solicit donations and they train these animals to help those with PTSD. But it stretches beyond just veterans. But how far does it go? Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, the good doc, who is in. The doctor is in on Tuesdays, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, the website with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. I think, first of all, post-traumatic stress disorder, it's a mental health condition that's triggered by an extreme traumatic event that a person either personally experiences or is an observer, okay? I think the symptoms, you know, they can start within a month after this extreme traumatic event, or they can occur many months or even years later. I think typical situations that lead to this would be combat and war, which you were just touching on.
Right.
But sexual abuse, rape, and a severe car accident, some other accident you see, childhood abuse, marital abuse, being threatened with a weapon. So there are really many ways that one can get to the point that they're experiencing the symptoms of PTSD, and that can lead to a very, very difficult life, even suicide at the extreme levels.
So what are the accepted symptoms that you commonly recognize and you see across the spectrum here with PTSD that leads you to make that kind of a diagnosis?
Well, recurrent and strongly unwanted and distressing memories of the traumatic event, flashbacks in the form of reliving the extreme dramatic event and having this happen over and over again, and having dreams or nightmares that upset the person about the traumatic event, and severe physical reactions and emotional distress reactions to something that reminds the person of the traumatic event. So these are kind of the typical type things, but it can be anxiety, can lead to depression, can lead to marital problems, even divorce, can lead to guilt, eating disorders, drug substance abuse, can lead to loss of interest, inability to have good relationships with family and friends, and total isolation. So not that someone has all of those, but those are the outcomes of having PTSD. And there's more of that than you really might think in the world. Kids have seen a lot of abuse, have experienced a lot of things. I remember even personally when I lived in California, Manhattan Beach, many, many years ago,
nice.
Motorcycle was just speeding down this alley. There was a huge crash just in front of me. And the person was on the ground bleeding out of the nose, out of the ears, out of the, you know, it just was a terrible situation. I went inside and had to call for someone to come because, you know, there weren't cell phones in those days. But I still have images of that. I don't want to turn it into PTSD, but that's the kind of thing that you can experience. And if it just keeps coming back and haunting you and seeing it, then that can be pretty difficult thing.
How do you deal with this as a licensed psychologist for so many years now, when you have people? I think our image of a psychologist that's reinforced through media is, you know, tell me about your pain. You need to open up to me. We need to retrace steps in your life so we can come to resolution. You can move on. When you try to get people the classic to go back and to open doors of their past so that they can be healed, how do you avoid, I guess, opening up Pandora's box for those who are suffering from this and having a really difficult time? That's tricky, isn't it?
Well, you're right. It really is. My experience with people has been if there's talking it out can be helpful, talking about exactly what happened and trying to, in a sense, desensitize the person.
Okay.
To the point that it's not as traumatic, that yes, it occurred. But let's say a person was in a near-death experience. I think the point is, but you didn't die. I know that sounds pretty simple, but I think the person has to get to the point that it's an experience. We have choices about what we're going to remember, what we're going to be experiencing in our own mind, and we have to be working at getting more positive thoughts. It's kind of a cognitive restructuring, trying to find positive things and negative, and trying not to focus on something that you didn't do. I remember a person who I had talked to that was in Vietnam, and they went out on the perimeter at night, and one night he was sick, didn't feel good, and someone went in his place, and that person was killed. And you can imagine how that can haunt a person. And so when that happens, now in his case, he did talk to the family in terms of what happened. He tried to make amends as best he could, but that's something that you really don't fully overcome. I remember many years ago working with someone who a bomb didn't go off but came right next to him and kind of got stuck in the mud or whatever. And those are some of the things people experience. So those that are wounded, I know we've worked with Chicago where they've referred to us, people with PTSD, about soldiers, and often they want to go back in, but they experienced things, they were injured, or they saw horrible things. And the question is, could they be going back? Is this a good idea? How are they doing emotionally? So those are the ones we tend to think of. But I would say basically talking to the person, trying to sort out what's going on, trying to give them advice on what to try to do, trying to have them understand what is occurring, why it's occurring, what they might be able to do. There also can be medications that can be helpful, antidepressants. But I do feel in the long run, my experience has been to work with people, sort out what's going on, have them explain the symptoms, everything that's occurring, and try to have them put everything in perspective. And again, by that old statement that I've lived by many, many years, if you are living in the past, you can't have a present or a future. So you really have to try to move forward. But very, very difficult. And persons that saw a lot of abuse in their home or were abused themselves, or have just seen terrible car accidents. That's probably been a typical one over the years, someone who killed someone in a car accident or a horrible thing happened in a car accident, something they experienced looking at it. There's a lot of those kinds of things that one encounters every day in their life. And there's maybe not every day, but can occur in the course of a lifetime various times.
Do you regularly see people, though? I mean, again, in my grandparents' generation, for those in war, this would have been called shell shock.
We've evolved past that.
But do you regularly see people, though, who are, can you be cured of this, or is this a lifelong treatment? What do you think?
Well, I think everybody's completely different, of course. Some people never fully get over these things. They try so hard, Dave, but they can't completely shake it. They'll stay away from certain situations. They won't watch some TV programs. They won't, even like one example, won't go on the expressway after seeing a horrible accident and seeing the aftermath in terms of just was driving by and observing all the damage, carnage that had occurred. Got to the point where he was only driving on the side roads, okay, like 130, where he would not go out on the expressway, I should say, specifically. And that was just something, that worked out for him. But that was, we got together and we spent great time together. In fact, I even drove and went with him on the expressway. So he was working at that, but finally, in that case, he didn't have to, so he did not. So these are things that, that can really happen to people, and everyone reacts differently. You can have three people that experience a traumatic event, and 3 months from now, one of them will have just kind of gone, oh, well, that was horrible, but doesn't think about it. Another one thinks of it some of the time, and the other can't quit thinking about looking at it.
We definitely understand this better, though, if not fully, much better than we did a generation or two ago. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
I don't think there's any question about that. I think we're far more sensitized to it now, and we're also, people are now talking more about things that they experienced in their past. It's not always the stiff upper lip all the time, you know. So I think at one level, I think that's really good. I think the negativity is, if we don't watch out, we can get overwhelmed with emotions and feelings about things that we should be trying to temper down versus encouraging them to overwhelm us. So I think it's like most things, if the Aristotle summum bonum, you know, we have to, the golden mean, trying to find what is the best way to help the person. But there's little doubt there are a lot of people in the world, that are suffering from PTSD or some of the some of the symptoms that occur from really difficult things like divorce, death of a family, death family member, death of someone very close. Things like this can also lead to some level of PTSD.
Depending on the person, right? And their personality. It's what it is, what it is not, what causes it, and how to cope with this, and maybe take a step in a positive direction. All fodder for us today with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Psychologically Speaking today, you'll find the podcast at drjohnb.com. It will reside there very shortly today. Always good to talk to you, especially about an issue like this, again, that we've featured on a regular basis from a wide variety of viewpoints, and that won't change here on the program. Great to have you on today.
Very good, Dave. Big topic, good discussion. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Morning Wake Up, coming back your way. Hope that helped a little bit there, because there are a lot of folks who are dealing with this and will deal with PTSD, veterans being first and foremost first responders, but not the only ones out there. This is 1320 WILS.